The process of counting 57,000 absentee ballots has begun in Onondaga County, something that could take until at least this time next week. WAER political reporter Scott Willis stopped by the Board of Elections on day one to see how the process works.
Some of the first absentee ballots of this election are scanned after dozens of elections workers and campaign volunteers methodically inspect each envelope, open it, then review each ballot. Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Zarni says a common problem is a circle or other writing outside of the voter box.
That's the most perilous mark that will throw out an entire ballot. There have been some objections to signatures and stuff, but we've already verified these signatures against our voter roll, and unless they take it to court and get a judge to say that person isn't that person, we're going to count those votes.
Zarni says most objections are from campaigns that might not be up to speed on new voting laws.
The signature objections, we do a good faith bipartisan comparison already with an assumption of validity. Sometimes partisans have an assumption of invalidity, and that doesn't always bear out in the courts.
About 100 people are spread out at dozens of tables across three large rooms, with one election worker and one observer from each party at each table. County Republican Party Chair Benedict Doran says she's been busy coordinating and overseeing her volunteers.
A lot of work goes into doing that. Originally, we had 20 tables that had to be filled with a minimum of 20 volunteers per day. And then there's a lot of variables, and now with the new COVID order, it's just making sure that everyone knows what's going on, and we actually had exactly the right amount of people show up today.
One of them was Republican Assembly candidate Mark Vineski. About 20,000 absentee ballots will determine the outcome of the 127th district race with incumbent Al Sterpy. GOP Elections Commissioner Michelle Sardo seemed pleased with Vineski's participation.
I'd like to see candidates here. It's usually volunteers through the campaigns. You'll find some attorneys here. It's very interesting to see candidates. You don't see it very often, and when they show up, it's very exciting to see that they're just as involved.
Other contests hinging on the absentee ballot count include the 24th Congressional District, where incumbent John Katko holds a comfortable lead over Dana Balter. Then there's the 53rd Senate District race between incumbent Rachel May and Republican challenger Sam Rogers, and the wide-open 50th Senate District race between Angie Renna and John Mannion. Officials hope to process 6,000 to 10,000 ballots per day, barring slowdowns by campaigns. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.